Hey, mystery seekers, welcome back. I'm your host, Ken the Storyteller, and today the tale is called When the Brakes Go Out. Brakes are an important part of a vehicle. They're supposed to get us to point A to point B safely, but what if a tragic event happens when you're behind the wheel? So when you're ready, mystery seekers, jump on board this coaster and travel to the mysterious mind of Ken the Storyteller. D was ready for a night of fun. All he needed was to grab his bottle of whiskey, and out the door he went. It was a snowy and icy evening, but that wasn't stopping his plans. He knew for weeks his brakes were bad, but he kept telling himself he'll get them fixed soon. As long as he could stop at a safe distance, it would be fine. So Dee blasted his music down the road, hitting the brakes just to test them. They felt kind of funny, but he paid it no mind. He was focused on his exciting night ahead. He slid a little, and the brakes jerked, but there were no cars near him, so of course he wasn't too worried about it. He arrived at his destination and had a good old night into the early hours of the morning. When he said his goodbyes and off to his home he went. But what Dee didn't know was, on his way home, wouldn't go as planned at all. As Dee traveled down the dark streets trying to make it home because the snow had gotten worse since he left home, and he was getting nervous because his brakes were feeling a little too freed for his liking. Trying to make it home faster, he picked up his speed and didn't realize the light was turning red. He slammed on the brakes and the car barely stopped, causing Dee to slide into the intersection, but there was no oncoming traffic. Dee in a panic at that point because he's been able to stop. So he was like, he's not going to chance anything else. He's driving real slow. Meanwhile, his car jerked more and more as he tried hitting the brakes. Suddenly, he tried hitting the brakes again, and the car wouldn't stop. Dee rode through stop signs, traffic lights, praying that he'll make it home safely and won't hurt anyone in the meantime. He kept hitting his brakes, and he finally realized they gave out completely. He didn't know if he should jump out or keep riding recklessly. He hoped there would be no cars in front of him because they would crash. He had no control any longer. Minutes in that car seemed like hours of torture. Can you even imagine the terror he must have felt? Mystery seekers, will Dee make it home in one piece? Or will he crash and burn? You decide. Thank you for tuning in today for a tale. If you enjoy my work, please follow me on Instagram as Ken the Storyteller so you can be the first to know when I release episodes and on future projects. Email me at kenthestorytellerms@gmail.com if you would like one of your mini tales of suspense or horror to be as a bonus clip. I'll be picking one a month to tell. And if you don't have a tale, the bonus is an open discussion, so feel free to contact me too. Visit and like my Facebook business page, Thrilling Novelist, where you can find all my content information. The link is in the episode description. Mystery Seekers, the time has come. My second book, The Mental Journal I Kept on My Sister's Downfall, is now available on BookBaby Bookshop page, and you don't want to miss out on it. My beloved sister's memoir can help you or anyone you know get through death, grief, rage, and forgiveness. And don't forget, Mystify Volume 1 is also available on Bookshop and Amazon Kindle. Mystify will take you to mysterious places of suspense and horror. If you love my podcast and my YouTube channel, you will love Mystify Volume 1, I promise you. The links are also in the episode description. I want to thank you all for the support. And until next time, keep a watch out for the mystifying world of suspense, horror, and thrills with your host, Ken the Storyteller. No bonus, but for my thrill seekers, stay tuned for a short preview of Stimulating Season 2. Stimulating mini tales of sensual suspense are back to stimulate your soul, thrill seekers. If you're a passionate lover, join Ken the Storyteller on an adventure of pleasurable suspense. Don't worry, I won't tell your naughty secrets. Get stimulating every Friday for 30 days. I'll see you thrill seekers on the playful side. Bye-bye.